Time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. Starting off with Jane Fonda, who has been arrested for the fourth time. Here's Jane.
There's no way. No, I didn't think I'd live this long. So, you know, every day I get up and I want to pinch myself. I feel very blessed.
Then I want to get arrested because I'm bored.
So she's been peacefully protesting and was arrested for the fourth time as part of her crusade for climate change. And she was ordered to spend the night in the slammer. I mean, she's always been a protester. She says she will be protesting through early January and suspects she'll get arrested every Friday.
Good for her. Only protest I do is like I send those little petitions online, which does nothing. I'll do that. I'll click a box or do an electronic signature.
Right. Well, she's just trying to make a statement. So, hey, she's up there in age. Just whatever floats your boat, girl.
I'm protesting.
Nicki Minaj. She is defending her new husband, Kenneth Petty, after Wendy Williams has discussed his past legal drama.
God already told us that he placed our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. So how can you remember something that God already forgot?
So Wendy, you know, was just kind of dredging up the past. He's been arrested, had lots of legal drama. He was accused of rape, allegedly, back in the day. And Nikki's like, let it go. That's in the past.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Wendy's basically saying he's not a great dude. But hey, if Nikki's happy with him, let him be happy, right?
Yeah, you do your thing. That sounds great.
Oh, man. Moving on to a good dude, John Legend. Get this. He performed All of Me while allegedly intoxicated, had a little too much to drink, performed his hit song to surprise fans at Universal Studios, and none other than his beautiful wifey, Chrissy Teigen, captured the moment.
Wow, are you
serious?
So that
was taken, obviously, on Chrissy's phone, but you could hear that he was sloshed.
Little pitchy there, dog. Little pitchy.
All right. We got to say happy birthday. Matthew McConaughey turned the big 5-0. I cannot believe he is 50. And this is really cool. He helped deliver 1,600 meals to first responders and shelters in California.
If I was going to be in the one stripper movie of my life, and I'm sure as heck not going to be a real stripper, I said, will you marry me and take my name? And I won't say what she said, but yes was not the first words out of her mouth.
Everything came off, essentially.
Not everything. A thong has two
yes.
small little strings on the side, and one of them got pulled while I was down, sort of in the mosh pit.
That's him talking about his role in Magic Mike. Because he's like, hey, there's no stopping me. I'm 50, and I'm just going to get better and better, baby. So get ready.
All right. The tea with McKenzie. Thank you very much. Hey, live the web, girl. I know you're a true crime junkie at times, and people love it. What's coming up with Murder Monday?
I'm going to be covering the case of the West Mesa serial killer.
Okay, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.